Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
That's right, and we have Penelope Noir in the studio with us. How are ya?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good. We're chatting something quite interesting today. I'd never heard of it, did a quick Google yesterday, but would you like to explain a little bit more about the Lunatic Fringe?
Sure. So the Lunatic Fringe is basically the precursor to the modern micro fringe, or what's called baby bang. But it tends to be like a short, straight across, an often unstyled kind of fringe that is straggled down the forehead. So it's like curly. It's not kind of a dead straight fringe.
Okay.
And its origins come from an interesting place and then end up in an interesting place, I guess, because, you know, of the metaphoric meaning of the lunatic fringe.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, it didn't come from, you know, what we would perceive to be lunatics. It actually came from women who were like courtesans, and the person that made it the most famous was a woman called Mabel Grey. She was born in 1840 in Ireland, and she was like on all the stationery kind of newsstands and things like that because her photo card was collectible, and she was so well known and famous, which is really bizarre when you think about Victorian England and how strict it was, but she was famous for being a courtesan. And she probably picked up the fashion from visiting Paris. And there was a woman there she was born in 1620. She actually didn't become famous until about 100 years after her death because she was romanticized for not getting married, you know, holding a salon and taking many lovers. Her name was Ninon de la Eclos, and so the fringe was kind of like named after her in Paris for a while. Then it became, you know, really well known in London. And in 1879, there was an article written called The Lunatic Fringe, and it said, of all the positively ugly modes now current, the mode of wearing the hair banged or combed down over the brow and cut square is probably the ugliest.
Oh, savage.
It had its origins, if we mistake not, in the demi-monde of Paris where so many fashions rise. So, like, for people who don't know, a demi-monde is like, it's French for half-world, and it means it's like a 19th century term describing people on the fringes of respectable society, particularly women, so courtesans and mistresses who were supported by wealthy lovers. And it was so kind of well-known and, you know, disrespected by the respectable that even kind of like, job listings for seeking female domestic servants, it would say women with fringes need not apply.
Whoa. That's a bit extreme, yeah. Isn't it? So it was kind of like a bit punk to have a fringe then.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, because like even though Victorians were used to a fringe, they were always kind of like fashioned into tight curls and kind of, you know, framed the face, but they didn't sit over the face.
Mm.
And to cut the hair kind of bluntly across your face was seen as being kind of like a dramatic, reverse to the fashion, and so therefore you were kind of seen as fast and loose, which is pretty bizarre when you think about it.
It is totally bizarre.
Yeah, and then of course, like, so that's kind of where it originated from. It was also called convict style or the idiot fringe, and there was actually a court case in 1878 between a guy called John Graham and a woman, Mary Ann Thubrin, who and he was so enraged at her idiot's fringe that he cut it clean off, as well as a decent portion of the rest of her hair.
No! Oh, I would be so angry if something like that happened to me.
It's so bizarre, right? And apparently it was seen as like being, like men didn't like it because it was, you know, it kind of implied that women were confident in doing what they wanted. So, of course, it didn't kind of go down well.
Mm.
But if we look at the different kind of eras in history, you know, In the 1920s, the flapper era, it kind of re-emerged as a symbol of modern liberation when women cut their hair into short bobs and had straight fringes.
There was such a cute hairstyle.
Yeah, in the 1950s, Audrey Hepburn had a micro fringe. Of course, Betty Page pinups had micro fringes.
Uh-huh.
70s and 80s is kind of like punk new wave. And then in the 1990s, you know, there were, you know, so-called supermodels like Naomi Campbell and Kate Moss that kind of elevated a micro fringe to be editorial in fashion.
Yeah. And then they're kind of back, I feel. You know, I see a lot of people cutting their fringe online as like a kind of gag.
Yes. I must say, looking at photos of the lunatic fringe, I feel very seen as a curly girl who like really tried to make a fringe work in high school.
Did we both have a fringe?
And now that I see that and I know that it's sort of a punk thing, I'm like, maybe it did work. But the time, it just felt like everyone else had these beautiful sleek fringes and mine was sort of like split into two curls or like stuck out about like 15 centimeters in front of my face.
I reckon this is a time where we'll call the listeners and we'll say, look, if you're listening with a fringe, we salute you.
If you're listening with a curly fringe, even better.
That stuff is so high maintenance. I had a fringe for years and it took me ages to just accept that it was never going to work.
It is bizarre because, like, I think as someone who, like, I have a blunt fringe at the moment, but I do grow it out from time to time, and then I'll go, oh, it doesn't look right, and then I cut it back again, you know? And I think it's when I kind of want to feel like I want to be a little bit edgier, so I feel like it does have that connotation. Metaphorically, Theodore Roosevelt later adopted the term the lunatic fringe to describe extreme elements within a political or artistic movement.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. This is just, like, fascinating because, I don't know, I feel like there's so much power in just, like, a bit of hair that hangs over your face.
Yeah, it's crazy, eh?
Yeah, and it's come so far. Yeah. Like, the baby bang now is such a moment, eh?
It's having its moment. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's weird because I was like thinking, like, in medieval and Renaissance times, men kind of had fringes as well. Or even like Shrek, Lord Farquaad, he had a fringe, bit of a bob. Right?
The bob of all time. Are you kidding me? It was iconic. Yeah. Oh, wonderful stuff. Oh, well, fringes, haircuts, it's an interesting one to get down in the rabbit hole of.
One thing. Sorry, Rosetta.
No.
I just had a beautiful idea. You know how the mullet had a moment coming back with, like, men?
Yeah.
A lot of them came with a little kind of micro thing happening up the top.
That's so true.
Like the true mullet.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. That's just my musing.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. I've actually found, by some small miracle, we have Lunatic Fringe by Drab Do Riffs, which is Carl Stevens' old band. In the BFM library, so I thought we'd listen to that, eh? I didn't even know they had a song called Lunatic Fringe. Awesome. Thank you so much, Penny. Always love chatting fashion with you, and looking forward to see what you've got in store for us over the next wee while, eh?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Have an awesome day.
Thanks, Penny. Ka kite. Bye.
People, don't you be surprised. Bubble baby goes crazy when the moon she rise. Hair up bristles and her teeth get long. And I'm walking on eggs as I put a foot wrong. She acts real nice and she come unhinged. My girl with a lunatic fringe. Lose.
Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.